Here we are, hitting up events, drinking our way through Chicago beer, and trying not to miss a thing.
Yeah, because, you know, got a cork popped out, boom, it flies like fucking 10 feet. We're like, yeah, let's do it.
You know, all you have to do is add some fruit, stir it up, and ride that milkshake wave.
Whenever I see him, I gotta take a photo with the most decorated brewer in Chicago, Jonathan Cutler.
It'll be like the stuff you hear. You ever go to every time you go to Floyd's, all the music sounds like this. Raw, raw, raw.
Sometimes you want a small beer, but really, you want a big beer.
You gotta take in all those big aromatic hops.
Hey, what are you doing this weekend? Waiting in line for a bottle release?
You should have never been a fad. The black IPA is delicious.
Hey, and welcome to Chicago Beer Pass. I'm Brad Chmielewski.
Brad, what's up, man? I'm Nick White.
And we are on location on the far end of the District Brewing, District Brew Yards.
You know, we're on the west end of the District Brew Yards at Chicago's newest brewery. This is cool. We didn't know about this place until a few days ago. We are here with Mr. Cameron Compton at the Midwest Coast Company, man.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
Yeah, thanks for having me, and this is pretty exciting.
So, you guys have just opened, what, 4 weeks ago, you were
saying?
Yeah,
4 weeks, 4 weeks on Saturday. Okay. We had our soft opening party on August 24th, and yeah, we've been kind of under the radar on purpose. I was telling you guys a little earlier, we are big believers in not putting the cart before the horse.
Okay.
We didn't want a fire festival ourselves. We didn't want to promise that we'd be open by certain dates, get everyone all excited, and guess what? We're open 6 months later.
That is exactly what
happened. So I think it paid off to keep things a little quiet because now we're open. Now we've got beer flowing and people can come in the first time they hear about us. They don't have to wait for anything.
Yeah, I wasn't sure when Nick mentioned we were coming here. I don't know. Are they going to have beer? Are we looking at space?
What stage is this project in?
Yeah.
Are they just a t-shirt company?
Construction site? Yeah.
We
have t-shirts.
You look on Google Map and it's still like the warehouse kind of abandoned streets. I'm like, all right.
Yeah. Yeah. Google Maps has been a little slow for us. We had some issues on weekend one where we weren't showing up on Google Maps at all. People were searching for us. You know, I was checking, I went on Google Maps probably no less than 5 times on the first day that we were open and just like, suggest a new place.
Yeah.
Like, Midwest Coast, it's a place. And they're like, oh, we got it. We're good. Finally, you know, 3 days later, finally it shows up.
Sure.
Which at the time felt like an eternity. It was like, we're never going to show up on Google Maps. We're screwed. But yeah, it all worked out.
But then you get here on Walnut, it's just glass, it's beautiful space as you like come up to it and you're like, oh my god, this feels so out of place for what I think of as like Western and this area.
Right, exactly. This building, there's a lot of sweet old buildings in this neighborhood that are kind of getting passed by, I guess. This building's almost 100 years old, lots of brick, wooden bow truss ceilings. It's gorgeous inside. It was vacant for a long time, which was kind of a bummer because you come in here and it's like, wow, people should be in here. And in our mind, people should be in here drinking beer.
Yeah.
So we're thrilled to be in this building, in this neighborhood, and on the west end of the brewing district.
Cool. And then right now, so you have six to eight beers on tap.
Oh, gosh, what do we got flowing right now? We have 12 taps. I think we have 9 going now. 9 of ours. 1's empty right now. We have guest tap, which is Hopewell's Clover Club.
Okay.
They are awesome, good friends, very helpful in our startup process. We've been thrilled to connect with them. And then we have cider from Right B on as well as a guest tap.
The classic guest cider.
Classic guest. You know, we have
this is the official guest cider of Chicago. It's Right B cider.
Also, like one of the best names I've encountered in any marketing thing, which is great. They're awesome, but we, you know, like everyone else, we want to make sure we provide something for people who come with their friends but don't drink beer.
Yeah.
And legally, we can't serve wine. We'd love to, but cider's the next best thing.
That's cool. So I'm drinking your New England IPA, the Elevator to Nowhere. Or somewhere.
It's nowhere. If you saw in the tap room, actually, and if anyone comes to the tap room, they'll see that we do have an elevator to nowhere. Okay. We had to put it in. There's a second floor in the building that covers about 1,200 extra square feet, but we are requiring a special use permit to be able to build that space out. We kind of have visions of it being private event space, or, you know, really busy times, having like a second floor, you know, maybe a limited bar up there that we're only sending four or five tap lines up to, something like that. Or for private events, stuff that we rent out. We've already started renting out the space for, you know, companies who want to do offsites or something like that, and that sort of thing. So that would be ideal for that, but we currently were not able to do it under our current building permit. So we're going through the process of getting a special use permit to get that. We'd love to build that out. We'd have the opportunity to put a very cool roof deck up there as well. It's got a killer view of the skyline, as you know, being on the west side of, well, not the west side, but the near west side of the city.
Yeah, right by United Center.
Yeah, we're about four blocks north of the United Center, straight up Damon.
You can hear the green line kind of go by.
Yeah, exactly. And hopefully it stops there in 2021 and lets people off.
Green line Damon is the project, yeah.
Exactly. So yeah, that's the story behind the name, The Elevator to Nowhere. One of our project managers at the building contractor, our general contractor, actually named it, because he'd been just referring to it as The Elevator to Nowhere amongst the construction company for a while, and then he was like, you know, that sounds like a beer name to me. And I was just like, you know what, we're looking for an IPA, we're looking for a hazy name. That might be it.
Then Nick, do you have the Oktoberfest?
I think I got the Shy PA.
You got the Shy PA.
Okay. Yeah, Shy PA. It's got that dark wild honey color, a little darker than you're expecting.
Yep.
And just easy.
Yeah,
it's easy. Not too hoppy, but not too malty. It's somewhere in the middle.
Yeah.
It's a good balance. We're pretty happy with the balance that came out on that one. The story behind that beer is also the story behind the name, where we got Midwest Coast. It was 2-ish years ago. I was, you know, doing trial recipes in the kitchen. My fiance loves that I have the brewery open, because now the kitchen is no longer the brewery.
Mm-hmm.
No longer sticky liquid all over the place. And I wanted to brew kind of a good balanced, but with strong malt backbone, but all West Coast hop IPA. I was brewing, mashed, lager, bring it up to a boil, and opened the freezer, and was like, uh-oh, I do not have the hops in the freezer that I thought I had. I do not have nearly enough, you know, Sea Hop, Centennial, Chinook, Cascade. I don't have nearly enough of that for a true West Coast IPA. So I had to make do. I had some East Coast hops, and I was just kind of talking with a friend. I was like, well, it's not going to be a West Coast IPA. It's not going to be an East Coast IPA, but it's going to be Midwest Coast.
Nice, okay.
And that was when we said that, you know, I'd heard it referred to, I heard the Great Lakes area referred to that in the past, but had never really thought of it. But then in that context, when I thought of it, I was like, boom, that's the brewery name.
Nice.
We'd been looking for it, and there it was. So
yeah, and it fits too, because Chicago's often known as the Third Coast.
Yep,
anyway,
exactly.
So it all kind of falls
into the No Coast, right?
Or
No Coast is the best coast.
No Coast does Goose have a Next Coast? Goose has the Next Coast. Yeah,
Coast Mode they call it. When the employees go and just drink it all night, because it's like
they put Coast Mode.
They go Coast Mode. We get trashed.
Yeah,
account.
I mean, it's good. It that beer is delicious. I can see how that would happen easily.
So that's your kind of brewing background? Were you home brewing before?
Yeah, so I was home brewing before. Brewed our first batch, or my first batch, I guess. It was either the week or 2 weekends after I graduated college in 2010.
Okay.
Had no thoughts of it. I was just like, cool, I'm 22, I'm an adult, I know things. I need hobbies to do on the weekend.
Check out the big brain on me.
Yeah, no, I got it all figured out. I need a weekend hobby like an adult has. And I was like, I'll try making beer. And just not thinking anything. Found a homebrew store online, went to it, bought a kit. And immediately the smell of mashing the grains, I still remember it to this day. It was just like, oh, I love this. This is like, I could really get behind this. And it was from a kit, you know, it was a pre-made recipe, extract mostly. Brewed it, came out fine, especially for a first batch. You know, was very pleased with it. my roommate at the time, who was also a college buddy of mine, we then, because it came out fine, got very big for our britches, and we're like, oh, we can do this. We can make beer. We brewed batch two, and it was atrocious. It was so terrible. We tried making a brown ale, and we had no idea what we were doing. We just threw a bunch of stuff together. I don't even remember the process, but I'm sure it went terribly as well. Okay. And, dumped that almost immediately, much to the chagrin of our downstairs neighbors, because a lot of it got over their window. Mm. A lot of the sticky, brown, nasty liquid got over their window. Sorry, whoever was in Unit 1201. We're in 1301.
What school is this?
We went to Notre Dame.
Oh, right on.
Yeah. So that was my first exposure to Chicago, was in college. Grew up on the... in the San Francisco Bay Area, in South Bay, just outside of San Jose. Went to college out here, got exposed to Chicago, loved it. So homebrewed for a long time. Spent 4 years in the Navy, homebrewed when I could during those times. Had a lot of time near the end because, you know, the last 6 months in the military, when they know you're getting out, your workload decreases quite a bit when they know that you're not signing back up for 4 more years. So picked it back up then. Did it periodically throughout the first part, but at the end really started picking it up. Went to work in the corporate world after I got out for a short period of time. I just wasn't ready to go after the brewery at the time. I thought about it, wanted to, but kind of needed to do, you know, something else first. Wasn't quite ready. Worked in the tech world in San Francisco for a little bit, and then after about a year of that, I wasn't really thrilled with the company I was at, and was, you know, interviewing, kind of poking around other jobs, other companies, and finally my older sister is my partner and designer of the tap room.
Oh,
so everything that you like about that has nothing to do with me. And my now fiance, well, the beer's good. Well, everything you like about the tap room, the aesthetics. Yeah. I have zero aesthetic ability. She and my now fiance really were just like pushing hard, like, hey, you know, why go to just another job? You've been wanting to do this for a long time now, so why don't you do it? So I said, okay. Where are we going to do it? Didn't want to do it in California. And we're kind of poking around what seems, you know, this was early 2017, maybe late 2016, early 2017. We were like, where do we think's primed to pop off as the next big craft beer market? And Chicago seemed like the one. And we love it here. We have a ton of friends here. Nice. You know, going to college at Notre Dame leaves a lot of people in Chicago. So... this was the obvious choice for us, and we moved out here in April of 17, and have loved it.
Nice. Were just homebrewing. You never
I moved here, and then and my sister's home, or not hometown, but where my sister lives now in Virginia, she has a good friend there who runs a brewery called Three Notched Brewing Company.
Okay.
Central Virginia, they're in Charlottesville. My sister told him, hey, my younger brother is opening a brewery. He wants to kind of learn the ropes. Can you show him?
Okay.
And they are amazing. They opened their doors to me completely. I learned a ton from those guys. Still do. I still contact them about stuff when I, you know, have questions. They're super savvy business guys out there. So whenever I have a question about the business related stuff specifically, they are, you know, they're mentors to me in this whole process, and they, you know, put me in every aspect of the business while I was there. And, you know, I was kind of going back and forth from here to there, working on finding a building, then go work for them for a little bit, you know, and then ultimately, you know, got this building, and we got rocking and rolling.
Yeah, that makes sense. I was wondering, like, you just homebrew and you come out and you're making this, and I was like,
this is a sharp this is a sharp operation for you to just the homebrew is your last step, right? You're like, man, he's hitting it out the park. This guy coming straight from homebrewing.
Every homebrewer dream, like, I'll just open a brewery.
Yeah, exactly. Right? That was the dream, and then you see the dirty side of actually running a brewery. Not that it's dirty, but just like it's just so much more work than it sounds when you're like sitting there making beer in your kitchen.
10% artisanal, 90% janitorial, I think is what Piper said at one point.
Yeah. And the joke I make with my dad is just like, I mean, I sort of stole their joke and twisted it a little bit. I was like, brewing's like, yeah, like 10% brewing, 90% or 5% brewing, 90% cleaning, and then the other 5% is cleaning up after you're cleaning. Because the cleaning leaves a bunch of crap around that you got to deal with, and you got to clean up that too. Yeah. So it's a lot of, the janitorial comment is true.
Yeah. Man, so this is a project with you and your sister. Mm-hmm. This is a brother-sister project.
It is, yeah. My older sister, she's the brains. I make the sugary liquid and send it to a fermenter and organize things in Google Docs. Okay. And she's the brains behind the operation, for sure. Older sister, so she'll never not be, in charge.
Was she here in Chicago?
No, she lives in Charlottesville.
Oh, so.
Yeah, they've lived there for, 3 or 4 years. Her husband went to UVA, so he's, it's a really cool town. In the news for some not so great things recently, but it's that's not Charlottesville. It's an awesome place full of really good people. Highly recommend it. Great beer. A lot of really good breweries in Charlottesville.
Okay.
Yeah. Three Notch is great. Champion's another good one out there. If you're ever in Virginia.
I have trouble just drinking Chicago beer.
Well, once you get through that, you can go to Central Virginia because they're killing it there too.
Yeah. So I read about you guys because there's a guy from Half Acre who's starting starting a catering space.
Yeah.
And it's like, yeah, we're going to have a house beer. It's going to be Midwest Coast.
Yep.
And I'm like, oh, we're going there soon.
Yeah.
So you're not just brewing beer here. You've also got beer out in the market as well.
We have beer out in the market. So the space you're talking about, actually, the kind of high-end private event space that they're working on is actually in the western half of this building that we're in.
Oh, no kidding.
Yeah. So we're splitting the building. It's they're just starting their construction build-out. I think they're anticipating being ready in May or June of next year.
Walden or something.
Walden, yep, correct.
Yeah. Okay.
And Maurizio from Half Acre is a partner in that project. They're awesome people. I'm pumped. Their renderings of that space look, they're gorgeous. It's going to be a great space. And we're looking forward to partnering with them. We will be able to, host after parties for the wedding, stuff like that. Coming to a brewery right next door would be great. I've told them many times we make no promises about the condition we send the groomsmen over in. especially cause if you've ever been at a wedding and you're a groomsman, you got time to kill day of.
Yeah.
So will there be any food that they'll provide here at the space, or are you going to have food trucks?
So yeah, we'll food truck it. We currently are partnered with a company called Second Kitchen, which some other places are around as well. I think Maplewood's got that. Beguile might. I know Ontour does.
It's that app.
Yep, it's an app. Basically, it's just got a little placard on your table.
So, he talked about one of his favorite things about upcoming at the end of 18.
Yeah.
Was this app.
Yeah, just snap a little photo of the QR code on your table, and, they'll bring the food right to you.
That's cool.
There's parking here. It's dog friendly. These are all good things.
Yeah. What, parking, speaking dog of dog friendly, what's
who's,
with the
who's
logo?
The dog?
Yeah,
yeah.
Who's the dog?
Who's the dog? Why does he look like that?
Yeah. Logo on one side of the glass. Dog on the other side.
Dogs and breweries. We got bulldog down the street.
The dog is his name's Maverick. He was the dog that we had growing up.
Okay.
That my older sister and I had. He was like a big 85-pound lab mutt. So with labs, you get like one extreme, which is they're seeing eye dogs and they're sniffing out bombs for the drugs for the DEA, and then labs get on the other end of the spectrum, and they're dumb. And he was dumb.
But
like he was a dumb
so
dog.
So cuddly.
Yeah.
But he was the best. Like to me, personally, I love big dumb dogs. He was the man. My parents always joked, they're like, "Oh, Mav, he never had a bad day in his life," and we're like, "That's probably true because he was happy all the time." We were working on the logo, and my good friend of mine, Brendan at Goodland Designs, his company's old fan, actually the brother of the roommate I first brewed beer with, younger brother of him. He does great work. He was designing the logo for us. It was a dog. It looked like Maverick. It was great. And I was just like, but this is not showing his personality.
Yeah.
And it was the same angle, same everything. And I was like, why don't we throw the tongue out the side of his mouth and put sunglasses on him and see what that looks like? And a couple days later, he sends me the logo, and I was like, that's how I remember the dog. You know? Okay. Yeah, just that kind of attitude. You know, he never had a bad day. It's not a bad way to go through life. So, yeah, that's the story behind the dog. We're also putting it up on the water tower. We have a water tower on top of the building, so we're going to paint the dog on that, facing the green line.
Talking a lot about water towers lately.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, it's because you're talking, the Green Exchange has a water tower inside of it.
Yeah, Ravinia Brewing is next door to a water tower.
Oh, really?
Yeah, the Green Exchange.
But they're going to get historic landmark.
They got landmark status because of the way they creatively hid this water
tower. Oh, interesting.
I'm like, huh. I don't know.
That. Yeah.
Landmarks.
We'll probably go away if we brand it.
Yeah. Yeah. But then with the dog, you're also doing, the place is dog friendly, but then you have like a dog event you guys are doing.
Yeah, so we've, my fiance and I, Susie, have been volunteering at One Tail at a Time, pretty big dog rescue here in Chicago. We've been volunteering there for a while, long time, and we wanted to do something with them. You know, we obviously, a big part of the brewing community is also giving back to the community, so we wanted to be able to be a place where you can host events, we can host charitable events and be involved in the community. So our first one, yeah, is going to be with One Tail at a Time on November 10th. We are hosting an adoption event here with them. Which is pretty exciting. We're pretty pumped. I'm just mostly pumped to have that many dogs in here at one time. Opening day, we had a good amount of dogs in here at one time, but this will be even more. We're brewing a special beer for it. I think we ultimately settled on a Berliner with kind of black currant in it, which is very different than everything else we make. We lean a lot towards classic styles, but we put it out to the One Tail at a Time community, and they wanted a sour, so we're going to do that for them.
What kind of dog do you have now?
We actually don't have a dog right now. We sadly just lost our dog, my fiance. Yeah, about a month ago.
So you might be eyeing a dog.
Yeah, exactly. Well, adoption event's coming up. Yeah. Yeah. And the wedding, but we're not getting the dog before the wedding. The wedding's only 3 weeks away, we'll probably look into that a little further down the road, but...
Are you guys the only dog-friendly place?
No, I'm not sure.
Great Central, maybe.
Great Central. That's the contract joint.
Yeah. Just down the street here.
What's that?
I'll take Goose Snow.
Over in the district.
Pilot's in the district.
In the district, yeah. Pilot is, but they're like
Logan. They have a big outdoor area. Yeah.
Maybe
those guys are great, too.
Yeah, who's dog-friendly? All Rise is probably not dog-friendly.
No, and neither is district, because they have food.
You can't get into Finch.
Yeah, if you have food, you can't be dog.
Yeah, you can't get into Finch. Sure, you can bring your dog in, you just can't.
The dog gets in.
If it happens to be open, your dog's walking. Yeah. Who are we missing? There's like five, though.
You just
named them all.
Goose wouldn't be on tour.
This is the only dog-friendly spot.
As far as I know. I'm not 100% sure, but as far as I know, yeah.
I like it, because all right, so the district, you know, wherever the district is, like a couple blocks away, in between here and there, there's coffee. Like Metrics right there. Metrics, there's Rhine Hall.
Rhine Hall's there.
This is it's a cool extension of...
Let me start talking to Rhine Hall to get some of their barrels.
You know, you got a lot of space. What I like about your system, you got your system from Nebraska, 20-barrel system, right?
10-barrel system.
10-barrel system, 20 on the fermenter.
Yep.
And then, there's some room back there where you can have barrels, where you can throw parties.
There's a good amount of room,
Get down. We plan on utilizing that space. Even, the guys with 3Nosh in Charlottesville, when we, kind of talked about the space, they're like, that's great, you have enough space, you have no idea how quickly it's going to disappear. And we still have a ton of space back there, but even now it's starting to now we've got a bunch of dirty kegs over here, a bunch of full kegs over there, and where were we going to put that canning line?
That's what I was going to ask. Thinking about canning, because right now
we are
a month old.
We're only kegging right now. Selling to draft accounts and serving in-house, but we plan on probably getting a canning line in mid-2020, something like that. That's what we're ballparking now. We want to make sure that we got the beer really where we want it before we start broadening our distribution. But also between now and then, we probably need another fermenter or two, because we're having a good enough time filling these with kegs as of now, so we're going to need kind of more space.
Well, yeah, if you can sell... it all here on your accounts,
Yeah.
Might as well.
Exactly. Right? Yeah, as much as we could. As much as we can.
Love the Bow Trust in there. We were in the brew house, and I was like, man, look at this Bow Trust, man. I think, like, the return of the Bow Trust as a thing with all these breweries is, like, a really, like, something you didn't expect that I really dig about these spaces.
It's great. I mean, it makes sense, too, because this is the kind of building that we need to be in. We need to be in something with a lot of space, and a lot of those are older.
Yeah.
And this is how they used to make them. They don't make them, like, they don't build buildings like this anymore. It's like the whole of a ship turned upside down.
Yeah.
It's super cool.
Yeah. This is cool, man.
Yeah,
that's awesome. So what's next? You have another event coming up. Well, we have a 312 block party.
312 block party is this weekend.
Yep.
And so
that'd be a perfect excuse for everyone going those 2 days to scoot on down a few blocks, blocks.
It's about 8 to 10 minute walk from Goose.
Yeah.
Then following weekend on the 27th, Friday from 4 to 9 p.m., we have our grand opening party. There's more info on our website if you want to get to it, or through our Instagram, midwestcoastbrewing.com, or at midwestcoastbrewing on Instagram. We're selling tickets through there. We're gonna utilize our big parking lot, which we got next to the building. We're gonna put kind of a big Oktoberfest tent up. 'Tis the season after all. And you know, have tables and live music, some food trucks bringing in. Normal tap room operations will be going on as well. We'll just kind of open up the walkway that takes you out to the parking lot, the side of the building that you'll be able to get to. So, really excited for that. It's going to be a lot of fun.
That's cool. Excited to see you guys here. I love the half pints.
Half pints.
Something, yeah. I like, go to Portland quite a bit, or even, you know, other countries have that. It's like, I want to try a lot of things, but want like a taster.
I agree. Sometimes you don't get all the flavor you want out of such a small vessel. The half pint's great. I mean, it's great for brewers. We got to drive home.
Yeah.
So that's why, you know, that's why we got to have the half pints.
That's cool.
Very cool.
Anything else?
I think we covered it all, man.
Awesome.
We got a Notre Dame grad from the West Coast set up shop in the West brewing district. And he's got a killer space and some classic styles that he's really dialing in.
Yeah, that's something we were talking about. Your accounts, you were saying it's beer flavored beer.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
kind of. Although we were drinking the hazy, you know, but still.
Hazy might be. We might call that a classic American style now. It's not going. It's not going anywhere.
No, yeah, but that Cashmere Pale.
Yeah, Cashmere Pale.
That was excellent. I like that.
Oh, I'm glad you like that. Thank you.
Yeah, we're seeing a return to normalcy with these kind of beers.
A little bit.
A full lineup of those kind of beers, which is kind of cool to see. Refreshing, you know.
I think people got palate burnt out a little bit.
I mean, dude, you can experiment so much, but that sometimes you got to just bring it back to the. That's why they're called classics, because you always come back, right?
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's cool, man.
Hair metal led to grunge. It all kind of pendulum swings. Pendulum swings.
Yeah.
Awesome. Well, Nick, where can people find you? Get in touch when we're not here.
Right on, man. I'm on Twitter at Nicosio.
And I'm on Twitter at BRad. And we'll include links to Midwest Coast Brewing on the website and all the links, so check them out. Get tickets for the Oktoberfest pre-launch party thing.
Yep. Grand opening shindig.
Grand opening, yeah. And we'll be back with our guest episode next.
Yeah, right on. Cameron, thank you for joining us, man.
Thank you, fellas. Appreciate you guys.
We are 2137 West Walnut.
Yes, sir.
Right on. Come check them out, man. Midwest Coast Brewing Company.
Take care.
Cheers. Awesome.